We'd like to acknowledge that we are working on the land of the Awabakal Nation, pay our respects to the elders, past and present. We also want to acknowledge God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yama, good evening. Big shout out to everybody listening tonight from Central Coast, all over Newcastle and the Hunter Valley. This is Rima Mirima for Life. I'm Auntie Donna. Glad to have your company. Tonight we hear the best of Koori gospel music. We have some reflections on this year's Women's Camp with Auntie Lorraine Lilly. We have a book review from Luke Towney and some information about the NAIDOC theme for 2025. Our first song is by Pastor Alf and Irene Green, and they've been really busy with preaching with Pastor John Kennedy and having the conference, a rally at Moree, as well as some marvellous work in Sydney, Doonside. Well, let's have a listen. And this is, song is called Yes, I Know. We know only Jesus' blood can set the sinner free.
To the front.
Pastor Alf and Irene Green there from their CD. Well, if you've got a testimony, you're Indigenous, you've got a testimony you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. Please send us an email, and the address is mflkfc2020@gmail.com. I'll say that again. So MFLKFC stands for Miramar for Life, Couries for Christ, 2020@gmail.com. We'll be speaking to Auntie Lorraine Lilly shortly and hearing some wonderful testimonies from the long weekend. Hope you're staying warm. It's certainly been cold and snowing everywhere. We were very cold at Burrendong Dam. And just trust that you're all keeping well. Lots of lemon juice and chicken soup. And just looking after self. Well, let's just phone Auntie Lorraine Lilly now. We are blessed to have Auntie Lorraine Lilly. And how did you survive the weekend, Aunt?
I just had a text message from someone that sent me a photo of the dam, and it's very at Burrendong. It's very low, isn't it? Very
yes,
not water in it, but it was a beautiful, beautiful area, and a little bit too cold for me.
Yes, I think it got down to 2 degrees.
Yes. That sounds right.
Well, Aunt, tell our listeners a little bit about. We were with the Aboriginal Evangelical Fellowship. So tell us how that all started in the early days. You were there.
I was. And the AEF started as a national fellowship back in 1970. And so the women were a little bit late to catch up. So the Eastern Area women started in 1972. Mm. And believe it or not, we had our very first convention at Wellington. And we used the hall on Nanamar Reserve right back then in 1972. So that was very significant.
Oh, yes. And how many women do you think would have been there then, roughly?
We would have had about... I've actually got the minutes of that meeting, so it would have been about 50 women braved the cold in June, went out to Wellington, and we were trudging through the frost very early in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's a good number, 50 women. And, you know, it's important, I guess, most of them were even pastors' wives. It's so important to get together for sweet fellowship and have that enjoyable time, time out. So we were at Burrendong Dam outside of Wellington, Murrell, I think the suburb is, and way up on top of the mountain. Tell us your highlights for the weekend. What was the theme for the women's convention?
The theme for this year's Women's Convention was the goodness of God. And we just stopped and thought about, we have a lot of problems. Everyone does come there with some things that they need to get off their chest. But just to remember that God is good and that he can help us through those tough times. I personally had a wonderful time. I jibbed a little bit when they wanted to go back to the convention on the hill, as we called it. But it was so uplifting, and I felt really, really blessed to have been there. The old women, the ones that have been there right from the beginning, not many left, but the ones that are still there. It was lovely to meet up with them. One of the highlights, I think, for me was the first-timers, people I did not know.
Yes.
I didn't know. And there were, to my knowledge, 84 people that were registered, which was, that's the most that I can remember. The other highlight were the young people. Mm. We had a heap of young teenagers who wanted to fellowship with us. And we always have young people, but this time there were heaps. And that was very, very encouraging to see the next generation of people wanting to come together and to fellowship and meet around the things of the Lord.
Yes, was so encouraging. And I think at least 10 came from Western Australia. We had Victoria, Canberra, and then the wider New South Wales.
Yes, we did. Yes, and it was so lovely to see the people from Western Australia to make that big trip across from Perth to be with us for fellowship. And they joined in as if they were a part of us, you know.
Yes.
Even though they have their own meetings and gatherings in their state, they just wanted to come to encourage us. And we were encouraged.
Absolutely. And the testimonies, weren't they just something extra special?
I think, Donna, with the ladies, and we've just got women there, people are open and they're free to give their testimony and to share with us the things that's going on in their lives. And I think that those gatherings are very, very special. People can open their hearts and not being condemned or criticised. And we just pray for one another and take those needs home to back to our homes and pray for them and think about them while we're back in our own homes.
Yes, and the singing was lovely. Singing all those old hymns brought back so many memories, and people really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I totally agree. And they made such an effort, some of the older ladies who drove themselves from the coast right out to Wellington. I don't think I could do that anymore, but they did it, and they didn't seem to have a problem, which was very special that they made that long journey on their own.
Yes. The names of the teams we were put into was Gracious, Protection, Compassion and Freedom. They were fantastic names.
Yes, they certainly were, and people were keen to help out with their, not only in the kitchen, but with the chairing and leading of the meetings and organising the program. I thought they did a great job, and the young people were right there with us and moving along with us and just doing what we had planned for the weekend. That was very special too, Donna.
Yes, and you know, I love the role of honour also, honouring our elders who've been there for so many years and now pass on to glory. It's important to honour their names.
Yes, and we do that every year. We remember the ones who left a legacy for us and mention them. A few tears, but that's understandable. We still grieve for them, and we know where they are. Yes. We know they're with the Lord, but we still miss them all the same.
I love it that Melissa and her daughter sang her mum's song in language. It's so precious, and you know, there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
No. Yes, and some of these, our folk, our older folk, you know, we can't forget them.
Yes.
You just don't forget them. They're always in our minds, and particularly when we go to these conventions, we think there's a little gap here. It's not a little gap somewhere else. They're missing. But you've got these other young people who are starting to fill those gaps.
Yes.
I think that's really exciting.
Beautiful. And I tell you what, the guest speaker, Faye Donaldson from Victoria, I haven't heard preaching like that for a long, long time. She's one of the Grey Nomads, and wow, we were super blessed with her teaching.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think she's been definitely gifted, and she was the right person for the right time. Yeah. Talk about, you know, for such a time as this, she was the right person for the right time. And all these new people that came that I did not know, that loved the Lord, that just wanted to be encouraged and helped to build them up in the faith, it was spot on. And she was the right person for that.
Yes. Well, thank you once again, Aunty Lorraine, and brothers and sisters. Aunty Lorraine's got her own book out. Tell the people, our listeners, a little bit about your book, Aunt. Just recap on it. Might have some new listeners, the name and the body of the works.
So last year, 2024, I actually published my memoir, which is just my story, fancy name, and called Mop Dolly. And I wrote about this problem that I had when I was a child, just 5 or 6 years of age. I didn't have a doll, and I just longed for a doll. Mm-hmm. And we were pretty poor, and my father worked very hard, but there were no dolls. And even my older sisters didn't have a doll, and I had this longing for a doll. Mm-hmm. So I made a doll out of my mother's mop, mm-hmm. and I bought my book, Mop Dolly. Oh. I remember that mop, and got into trouble quite a lot when I didn't take the braids out of the old bobby pins out of the mop. I'd get in trouble with my mum. Didn't deter me. I would first dance I'd get that mop again and make it into a little doll.
Oh, so gorgeous. Well, when I read it, Aunt, I learned so much about culture and history around the Karooa Port Stephens area. There was so much in it. So thank you so much. And, we pray that many more people will read it. So thank you, Auntie Lorraine, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thanks, Donna. Thanks very much for your lovely ministry. Blessings, dear.
Thank you.
Here's Hilton Edwards and James Woods, a lecturer at Noongalinya College.
I saw this two young couple. They were like coming into faith and wanted to build their faith and that relationship with God. Mm. So as the years going past, you know, I can see them growing in faith. And one day I saw this young fella and the partner, they're no longer the person that they came before. They were up there speaking about God. And what God did in their life. Yeah.
Your $20 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
If my people who are called by my name will humble their sin and hear
Hello, this is Pastor George Mann from the Full Gospel Family Fellowship in Bourke. You're listening to Miramar for Life, and I want to just want to encourage you, keep loving people and keep loving God. God bless you.
That was Ali Parker and Josie Sampson with their song, If My People Who Are Called By My Name. Well, some verses from Psalm 116 from our theme for the weekend of the camp, The Goodness of God. Reading Psalm 116, verses 5-9. You are kind, Lord, so good and merciful. You protect ordinary people, and when I was helpless, you saved me and treated me so kindly that I don't need to worry anymore. You, Lord, have saved my life from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. Now I will walk at your side in this land of the living. If you're having a birthday in June, we wish you a very merry, happy birthday. Trust that you'll be blessed by your family and friends. Big shout out to Kelly Hackney, and happy birthday, sister. We went away together. We travelled in the car with Sister Kelly and we went to Burrendong Dam. But you know, the devil really tried to derail us. So the day before we're ready to leave, I find out that my diff is going in my RAV4, and it was a big shock. So I said, can we use your car, Kelly? She said, yes. That morning at 5 o'clock, she had to ring an RMA because she had a flat tire. And then we pumped it up and we had to buy a new tire at Maitland, East Maitland, before we could set sail. And that new tire was $200. And so, you know, the devil's trying to keep us, to derail us. But we pressed through. We had a wonderful drive to Wellington. So, you turn off to go to Galgong and then Wellington. And then it's about maybe 3/4 of an hour from Wellington to Burrendong Dam. I do have the book if anyone would like to read it, How They Built Ridgecrest, the Burrendong Dam Christian Conference Centre. It's a fantastic read. The Baptist Trust, it was their vision and they built it. It was just all virgin bush. So knocking down the trees and building. Oh, and just men of faith, not giving up. All glory to God. Well, we were on top of the mountain and it was 2 degrees. It was so cold and we couldn't have the heaters on in the little units at night. We could warm it up but turn it off. No electric blankets, and it was very cold. We had photographs on the Sunday just before lunch, and not long after we'd walked inside, there was the most amazing, beautiful rainbow right outside the conference window. And, you know, we just see that as God's blessing, His presence with us, a reminder, you know. And so the rainbow is God's covenant that He'll never flood the whole earth again. So we were so excited just to see that. I wonder if any of you saw the strawberry moon a week ago. I didn't. It was too high up in the sky, getting above the trees near my place, so I didn't see anything. Driving in tonight, it was pretty spectacular, big moon, but it was white and white clouds. I did see the first blood moon many years ago, probably 10 years ago, maybe more. and I was just driving to Lake Keepit for a Christian convention. Came over the hill there past Kurindai, getting towards Gunnedah, and there was mountains, you know, the mountains that are around Tamworth, and the big red moon rose, and it was spectacular. It took my breath away, and it reflected on Lake Keepit, so it looked like the water was all red and blood. It was amazing. So I love it when I read in the Bible about land, trees, stones, stars. There's a lot of references to stars in the Bible. And so there's one well-known reference in Mark chapter 13, verse 21 to 26. And it says, if someone should say, here is the Messiah, or there he is, don't believe it. False messiahs and false prophets will come and work miracles and signs. They will even try to fool God's chosen ones. But be on your guard. That's why I'm telling you these things now. The sun will become dark, and the moon will no longer shine. The stars will fall, and the powers in the sky will be shaken. Then the Son of Man will be seen coming in the clouds with great power and glory. He will send his angels to gather his chosen ones from all over the earth. Mark 13, verses 21 to 26.
Lonely day and lonely night, filled with despair, caused me to long for someone to care. Then I heard Christ say to me, this promise I leave, though I am with you now and forever, be not afraid. I'll never be lonely again, never again, 'cause I have opened my heart door to him. So I wipe away that tear and forget my foolish fear. I'll never be lonely again, never again. If you're looking for a friend so loving and true, turn to Jesus, he'll be a friend to you. He'll do the same for you as he did for me. He'll never leave you, never forsake you, trust him and see. I'll never be lonely again, never again, 'cause I have opened my heart's door to him. So I'll wipe away the tears and forget my foolish fear. I'll never be lonely again, never again. Well, I'll never be lonely again, never again, 'cause I have opened my heart door to him. So I'll wipe away the tears and forget my foolish fear. I'll never be lonely be lonely again, never again.
And that was Living Waters, Pastor Peter Walker and his brothers. What beautiful music they made, and all in the ministry. Well, on the weekend, we heard some mighty testimonies. Beautiful women that came from Perth to be with us. Beautiful Aboriginal women. And as each shared, and so many testimonies of one young lady who'd been caught up for so many years on drugs, many drugs and alcohol, who lived a rebellious life. And those that were stuck in domestic violence, story after story, and they had the courage to flee. And the testimony of Christians that supported and prayed for them. The joy over one lost little lamb that had come home. And how happy their parents must be after years and years of praying for their child, for the prodigal daughter to come home. Oh. And yes, Lord, Father God, we rejoice with them, and we continue to pray for our own children, Lord, for their salvation, to turn them around 180 degrees and bring them to the cross, and that they will kneel and ask Jesus to come into their heart. Oh, you are the life giver and the way maker. You are the one who changes our hearts. So, Lord, we thank you that for answered prayer. We had some really great reports this week of sister's house that was sold, and of a young lady dealing with mass in her lungs, and that the chemo has been working and the mass has cleared. There's still a bit more treatment to go, but the doctor was so surprised. So thank you, Lord. And we continue praying for Sister Chrissy up there in Medford. So know that you're in the palm of God's hand, and we pray for strength and for, you'll have a new lease of life. Thank you, Lord. Well, I came across this tune. It's just a verse, but this is how we used to sing way back in the 60s. This is about answered prayer.
God still answers prayer. In his time, he'll work a miracle. He will never fail. Satan has lost the battle when to the Lord you humbly bow.
Here's Hilton Edwards and Gwen, a student at Noongalinya College.
I see a lot of young people coming to me and asking to help them, to support them in their life's journey.
Okay.
And how they can be able to understand the story of how they are looking at the story, whoever's reading that story to them. And when they come to me and they ask me, this is the story that I want you to explain to me or help me, of how I could be able to help myself in this situation.
Yeah.
In the Mark Gospel, there's a story that was came up into my mind.
Yeah.
It's like going through a storm when Jesus went across the Lake of Galilee. And I've explained that to some of the young people who came in and asked, they needed help in their problems. And I said to them that this is your storm. Every one of us are going through those storms, and we need to ask Jesus, put your trust in the Lord. He will help you and guide you through that storm.
Your $20 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
NAIDOC Week 2025 theme is The Next Generation, Strength, Vision and Legacy. The theme celebrates the strength of young Indigenous leaders, the vision of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities and the legacy of their ancestors. The theme encourages reflecting on past achievements while looking forward to a bright future. Strength recognises the resilience and leadership of young First Nations people. Vision highlights the forward-thinking approach of Indigenous communities in shaping their future. Legacy acknowledges the enduring knowledge, traditions and values passed down through generations.
I am what I am, and I always will be. I am what I am Aborigine. I'm a part of this land, my soul is the sun. Nature is my mother, I am Mother Nature's son. The wind is my spirit, running wild, running free. Water is my mirror, reflecting visions in me. For I am what I am, and I always will be. I am what I am Aborigine. I'm like a great river that slowly runs dry. Pollute me and abuse me, and like the river I will die. I'm a child of the earth, created from dust. I live for my land, taking only what I must. For I am what I am, and I always will be. I am what I am Aborigine. I'm a hunter of animals, I imitate their stance. I am what I hunt, and I'm at spirit in the dance. I'm a painter of walls, I'm an artist of dreams, depicting mythological creatures and spirits in my scene. For I am what I am, and I always will be. I am what I am Aborigine. Dreaming is my creation, I'll be home when I die. Oh, for I am what I am, and I always will be. I am what I am Aborigine. Aborigine,
Aborigine, Aborigine, Aborigine, Aborigine.
Roger Knox there with his song, I Am an Aborigine. He sings it as it was written, and those words are probably from way back in the 70s. He hasn't changed it. But of course, friends, you know, if you're speaking to an Aboriginal person or family, you don't say Aborigine. You say, oh, I went to school with an Aboriginal girl or person, or I know an Aboriginal family. Okay, so being respectful. Well, we've probably learnt over the years that we can't please everyone. And also we don't have to live in abuse, any kind of abuse. Focus on a relationship with Jesus Christ. Give him your brokenness and allow him to show you a new path to walk, a new way to think, and a new way to live.
Say the word, and I will sing for you. Over oceans deep, I will follow. If each star was a song, and every breath of wind prayed, it would still fail by far to say all my heart contains. I simply live, I simply live for you. Say the word and I will sing for you. Over still feel my heart to say all my heart contains. I simply live, I simply live for you.
There is love. Hello, all my brothers and sisters out there. This is Uncle Will from Warramai, Burrupi country. I'd like to say hello to all of you in the collectives there, and may the Lord be behind you and give you strength when you come out. You know where the help is. To all of our brothers and sisters from Port Macquarie, Warhope, Kempsey, and along the coast, mid-north coast and far north coast, hello, and may strength be with you. In Jesus' name we pray all the time. Amen. You are listening to Miramar for Life.
Love that song by Hillsong, Darlene, and I Simply Live. So beautiful. Well, we do read in John 14, verse 6, Jesus answered, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Like to congratulate SBS for 50 years on TV. And it was great watching a documentary and so many faces that were seen on TV over the years and from the early beginnings. And so great. We, Rhoda Roberts, Lola Forrester, and Carly Grant, and so many more. Just a tremendous achievement, starting from a little, you know, one-hour show and to TV and mainstream and free to air, and what a remarkable achievement. And so important to have Indigenous people on radio, on TV, an Indigenous perspective, speaking about history. So I'm very blessed to have been a part of that in a very small way here in Newcastle. I did buy a book while we were away at Barrandong Dam, and this book is called Radical Recovery by Luke Towney. He's from Gilgandra, I know his mum, and it's a lived experience guide for hope and mental well-being. After battling mental illness and addiction for years, Luke Towney experienced a profound encounter with God that radically changed everything. He went from school dropout to university graduate, from life-threatening mental illness to counselling others in recovery, and from absent father to reliable family man. Luke's journey is a testament to the transformative power of faith. A radical recovery, a lived experience guide for hope and mental well-being. Luke recounts his journey of recovery with brave honesty and provides practical insights and actionable tools to cultivate mental health, hope, and resilience for anyone facing similar challenges. Luke says, this is not textbook knowledge, this is my life. Dr. Monica Short says, a heartwarming must-read for people living with mental illness, academics, practitioners, and people like me who have dearest family, friends, and colleagues walking the path of mental illness. And Matt Prater from New Hope Church, Brisbane. He's a pastor, and he says, it's highly recommended. Easy read. Just started it. Quarter of the way through. Thank you, Luke, and be great to catch up with you on an interview, and hope you come to Newcastle to share your lived experience. And we give glory to God for pulling you out of the miry clay, setting your feet upon a solid rock. Amen.
Lord, I need to talk with you a while. Please forgive me for the wrong I've done. Help me face those who hate me with a smile. I'm asking, Lord, because I'm I'm grateful to you, Lord, for giving me that peace of mind that only you can give. Sometimes I let my emotions drive me wild. I'm praying, Lord, because I'm still your child. When I was growing up, my mother used to help me pray. Now she's gone and left me. Lord, I need you more each day. Sweet Jesus, take my life back in your hands. And please don't let me wander off again. I just can't live without you by my side. So help me, Lord, because I'm still your child. Take my life back in your hands. And please, Lord, don't let me wander off again. I just can't live without you by my side. So help me, Lord, because I'm still your child. So help me, Lord, because I'm still your child.
Roger Knox there with I'm Still Your Child from his gospel album. Receive this text. Life has two sides. Choose the better side. A wise man once said, hate has four letters, but so does love. Enemies has seven letters, but so does friends. Lying has five letters, but so does truth. Cry has three letters, but so does joy. Negativity has 10 letters, but so does positivity. I remember back in the very early 80s, I was a young mum with a couple of young children. I had no confidence. Felt very dumb, and I was so negative. I could not think positively. You know, when you've been through trauma and you fail to thrive. But anyway, I remember getting a book up at the library, Norman Vincent Peale. And it was The Power of Positive Thinking. And he was an elderly Christian man. And I read that book and I got so excited. So that was the second book that I'd gone to the library and got to read. And because it was Christian, it really helped me, greatly helped me. And there were exercises to do every day and practicing and turning every negative thought into a positive. So that's how I learned to replace negativity. It's well worth it, brothers and sisters. And God also will refresh our mind. when reading the Bible, there's so many beautiful, lovely verses. And it's just like oil being poured over my soul. So I encourage you to read the Word of God. It's the most positive book you'll ever read. Amen.
If all of the years since I'd left, you could be turned back and relived again. I know this time never to doubt, you all turned away when you'd whisper my name. In all of the time that I'd wandered, lost from your love, gentle care,
was Uncle Terry Manton and When I Had You. That brings us to the close of this week's Miramar for Life. Thank you for your company. Thank you to Peter Barlow for production. And I leave you with this verse from Isaiah 59, verse 21. The Lord says, "My people, I promise to give you my spirit and my message. These will be my gifts to you and your families forever. I, the Lord, have spoken."